Hi, this is Elmore Leonard. I'm listening to Film Sociology, and it's a real program. It's great.
It's time to hear what's good, what's bad, and what's ugly at the multiplex and the art house. What's new on video and streaming, and you might also hear about some dead people we like.
We don't have time for dead people we don't like.
Anyway, this is Film Sociology, where you'll find out what's the next cinematic marvel.
It was unbelievable!
And what's just a movie.
Shut up! My God, you have no freaking life!
Okay, here's your host and my dad, Matthew Soucy.
Hello there, film lovers. Welcome to Film Sociology, a film podcast here at WFYI.org. If you have a question or a comment, you can email me at msocey, that's M-S-O-C-E-Y, at WFYI.org. I'm also on Facebook, also on Twitter, at Matthew Soucy. The show is available, obviously, as a podcast. It's also available on iTunes. And like all of the programs here at WFYI, it is available on Spotify. Well, friends, we made it through another week. Hope you're staying safe. Hope you're staying healthy. Hope you're staying sane. Hope you're being good to one another. And hopefully you got to watch some movies this past week, whether they're new or new to you, as well as falling back on old favorites. I can tell you, last week I had a guest drop out at the last minute. This week, I think one of the films that was supposed to open this week got pushed back. So get ready for another short edition of Film Sociology. But we will grab a pencil and we will go through your list as well. But I am currently trying to catch up on award screeners as well, because the Indiana Film Journalists Association will have their very secretive, double secretive meeting next weekend. So, and then hopefully the following Monday, which would be, I believe, the 21st, we will actually put out a press release announcing our award winners. So I'm furiously going through award screeners, a number of films that have not opened yet in this market, in the Indianapolis market. So I'm just going to keep those comments for later. But so I'm sorry if I'm not giving you the full-blown film knowledge that I can give you, because, well, some of the stuff is just not available. So, and I want to follow embargo rules as far as release dates. That being said, I will get to your comments as well. We also have some dead people we like, because we never have time for dead people we don't like. But I want to start with my buddy Eric from email, because his first time viewing was the film Mank, which I just finally got around to. It became available on Netflix last week. Eric deemed it excellent. I liked it as well. I don't think I liked it as much as Eric, but I would dub it very good. And this is the latest film from David Fincher, starring Gary Oldman as Herman Mankiewicz, the screenwriter of Citizen Kane. He's got a busted leg, he's got a drinking problem, and he's got X amount of time to bang out Citizen Kane for the young wunderkid Orson Welles. And the film does two things. Shot in beautiful black and white. Fincher is a type of filmmaker, as I've said in the past, he makes procedure really fascinating, whether it's Seven, Zodiac, Social Network. And this is kind of familiar movie territory. You have the self-destructive alcoholic artist who's trying to create, and you know, not really a dead giveaway because Citizen Kane was made. But you have that aspect of him under the deadline, and then it goes back and forth between him trying to create as well as moments earlier in his career that led up to the inspirations for Citizen Kane. If you're a Citizen Kane fan, you should really check this out. And I found it fun to watch. Maybe not a great film, but a good film with a really good performance from Gary Oldman, who is always rock solid. So, but you also have some fun performances from Amanda Siegfried, Arliss Howard as Louis B. Mayer. It's always good to see Arliss pop up. He's a classic kind of that guy. So anyway, if you're a fan of filmmaking, movies about movie making, or in this case, creative process, no matter how self-destructive, check out Mank. It's worth checking out. Going back to Eric's email list, his also first time viewing the 2005 drama North Country with Charlize Theron. He deemed that good, from director Nicky Caro, who gave us Whale Rider. His rewatch was 1948's Rope from Alfred Hitchcock, also deemed good plus, as well as 1949's Under Capricorn, which he deemed mediocre. This is the Hitchcock film with Ingrid Bergman, Joseph Cotten, all of that happening there. You're listening to Film Sociology, a film podcast here at WFYI.org. If you haven't grabbed the pencil yet, get going now. Maria writes Scrooged. Catherine writes The Christmas Chronicles, How to Build a Girl, Happiest Season, Die Hard, Bad Mom's Christmas, and Jingle Jangle. George writes the original film version of 12 Angry Men. John writes The Nutcracker, the one with Macaulay Culkin, as well as The Nutcracker, the original motion picture. Forget how long ago that was. Missy writes The Highwaymen, as well as 10 Things I Hate About You. Judy writes Ant-Man, Captain America, Winter Soldier, and Showed the Kids the Post. We were going to follow it up with All the President's Men on the same night, but it was getting late. Judy, I understand that. And to a certain degree, as my lovely wife, the smart one, would say, if you put those two back to back, one will be diminished by the other. So I think good call to show All the President's Men on another evening. And yes, think of me every time Jason Robards just glares at you. Mary writes Duck Soup, My Man Godfrey, and Buck Privates. Joe writes Casino Royale, The Highwaymen, Moneyball, and of course, Richmond Civic Theater's It's a Wonderful Life. Thank you, Joe. Just a shameless plug, since he put it there. I didn't write it. He did. You can stream Richmond Civic Theater's production of It's a Wonderful Life. That's the other reason why I'm really behind on screeners. We do it as a 1940s radio play with built-in commercials, sound effects table, live music, singing not so much because of the current climate. But you can stream it on Saturday the 12th and Sunday the 13th. You can go to gorct.org for streaming information. I had a ball working on this, and it was fun to do at least two performances. It's better than none. But very, very proud to be visiting Bedford Falls once again. So you can stream it at gorct.org on Saturday or Sunday. So anyway, thank you, Joe, for inspiring me to shamelessly plug. Maya writes Aladdin, Lion King, Holidate, Midnight at Magnolia, Christmas Drop, Frozen, and Frozen 2. David writes 1941 and the Forgotten John Williams soundtrack. Good call. And, of course, David L. Lander had a cameo in that. We'll talk a little bit more about David L. Lander in a little bit. Nancy writes Full Metal Jacket for the first time. Ooh, wow. If I remember correctly, we had this in when I was in high school. We had a few friends of mine that would, right before they would ship out for military service, we would go see films like Full Metal Jacket and Rocky or Rambo 3. Well, we were teenagers then, so there you go. Tony writes Get Out and Parasite. Craig writes A Bohemian Rhapsody and Ringu. That's the original Japanese version that would later be remade in the States as The Ring. Darren writes It Happened on Fifth Avenue, Die Hard, Pardon Us, and Godzilla King of Monsters. Michael writes Mank. Joe writes Wolfwalkers, The Christmas Chronicles Part 2, The Father, Mank, Bakuru, Mulan, that's the 2020 version, Another Round, Sound of Metal, The Midnight Sky, and Ava. Devin writes Illuminations, The Grinch, as well as, oh, that's the Benedict Cumberbatch animated one, Home Alone's 1 and 2. Steven writes, it's been a whacked out couple of weeks. Steven, I would not expect less from you, my friend. But no, I love your list. I love all of your lists. But Steven goes really eclectic at times. The Year of Living Dangerously, which I remember seeing in the theater with my dad. Providence, Uncle Frank, the new Zappa documentary. Uncle Frank, the new Zappa documentary, Kim Stanley in The Traveling Lady, and Tomorrow, the film of Tomorrow with Robert Duvall. Mank, new episodes of His Dark Materials, Gods and Monsters, Full Metal Jacket, two in Steve McQueen's Small Axe series, Mangrove and Red, White, and Blue, and just last night, Merrily Marvelous, The Dancing Genius of Gwen Verdon. Thank you, Steven. Amy writes, watched one movie, and it was White Christmas with my youngest. Well done, Amy. Our birthday's coming up, dear. Don writes, Mank. Ken writes, watched Torn Curtain on AMC. Good movie, and I seek out Hitchcock in all of his movies. Not Paul Newman or Julie Andrews' best. Thought I would throw that in. Thank you, Ken, for throwing that in. Dustin writes, Rope from 1948, The Parent Trap, the original from 1961, The Birds, A Moon for the Misbegotten, a 1975 TV film, Crimes of the Heart, Lady Day at Emerson's Bar and Grill, that's a TV movie, Long Day's Journey into Night Live, the TV production, well, live stage production, filmed, Funny Girl, and Dr. Seuss's The Grinch musical, a TV special from 2020. Jamie writes Pinocchio's Christmas, Home Alone 2, and Caillou's Holiday Movie. Tammy writes a new holiday classic, Bad Mom's Christmas, No Shame. And Jeff chimed in, love those movies. Lou Harry, two movies with A-list actors dealing with C-plus D-minus screenplays. One okay adaptation of a newer stage musical screwed up by added scenes, three old-school stage-to-screen musicals that I somehow missed, and one pretty but sluggish movie about movies. So he's not telling you what he watched, but you can sort of figure that out. Don writes Ms. White Light as well as Jingle Jangle. Molly writes After Midnight, and I can't recommend it enough. So great. Jeff writes Three-Cornered Moon from 1933. Barbara writes, Our Souls at Night. That's the one with Robert Redford and Jane Fonda. Poignant film about aging and being alone. Somewhat predictable, but wanted a movie that would not send us into an emotional downturn. But it did make me a little melancholy. Barbara, like music, like the blues at times, if it makes you feel a little sad, hopefully you feel better after you feel sad. So hope that happened. Vicky writes, High Society and Rear Window. Larry writes, Roman Polanski's Knife in the Water. Dave writes, Bombshell and Palm Springs. Sarah writes, Tune In for Love. Really beautiful and simple film with wonderful, subtle performances from all of its actors. Nancy writes, Trial of the Chicago 7. Jay writes, So when the kids were growing up, there were a few of these kid movies that we really liked as well, so we tend to watch them again by ourselves every once in a while. The other night we watched Over the Hedge, some really good A-list actors doing some of the voices. It's just a fun and funny movie. And that's sometimes, Jay, that's all you need. Understood. Daniel writes Titanic, the one with Barbara Stanwyck, Do Not Disturb, with Doris Day, Billy, Tom Jones, Thunderball. All right, I love that he put Tom Jones, the film, and then Thunderball, the song, you know, the film, the theme of that song, of that film, performed by Tom Jones, different Tom Jones. These are your pledge dollars at work. Back to Daniel's list. Girl on the Train, The King and I, My Fair Lady, and Teacher's Pet. Britt writes Silverado, The Star, Johnny and the Mnemonic, Jingle Jangle, The Monument Men, Woman in Gold, and GBF. Molly writes Home Alone, Trapped in Paradise, We're No Angels, Klaus, The Grinch, Illuminations version, and The Apartment. Krista writes One More for Mank. Glenn also writes in Mank. Tracy writes Hillbilly Elegy. I watched, then suggested my dad and mom watch. Here's the post-watching note from my dad, or Big Play Ray as he's known. What a screwed up life in Hillbilly. Didn't have the drugs, just the booze, but told mom kind of relieved a bit of growing up. Kind of relived a bit of growing up. Sorry. So thank you, MTV girl. Aaron writes, Hang Am I with Clint Eastwood. I hadn't seen it in years. A great little picture about holding a grudge, seeking revenge, and the damage that it can cause. Thank you, Aaron. Joan writes, After binging on The Chef Show, I watched the film Chef. I also watched The Iron Lady. Thank you, Joan. Gary writes, Vampire Ecstasy, Aqua Teen Hunger Force, colon, movie, film for DVD. Jim writes, Krampus to get into the Christmas spirit and A Quiet Place. Audrey chimes in, just watches with my son on Friday. It's how he likes to do Christmas. They speak of Krampus. Taylor writes Effie Gray, Stardust, Casino Royale, Invasion of the B-Girls, and The Scarlet Pimpernel. Brent writes The Iron Lady. Frank writes, the new edit of Godfather 3 is very well done. Melissa writes, the burning plane, and then in parentheses, everybody watch this. This Christmas, the Christmas Chronicles and the Christmas Chronicles 2, Bill and Ted Face the Music, 12 Days of Giving, If I Only Had Christmas, and the Christmas Waltz. Nick Rogers writes, The Father, Nomadland, Sound of Metal, Song Without a Name, Promising Your Woman, 76 Days, Wolfwalkers, Another Round, The Five Small Axe Films, Mangrove, Lovers Rock, Red, White, and Blue, Alex Weedle, and Education. All In, The Fight for Democracy, News of the World, The Midnight Sky, Time, Disclosure, The Painter and the Thief, and Welcome to Chechnya. Can you tell it's IFJA season? Yes, it is IFJA season. And, of course, Richard Probst writes, we can't because Hubie Halloween is not on the list. Marty writes, Southpaw and Madagascar. Mulveen writes, award-winning film A Special Day with Sophia Loren and Marcello Mastroianni. Not a comedy and rare performances by these two. A Rainy Day in New York by Woody Allen with Timothée Chalamet and Elle Fanning. The Painted Veil with Naomi Watts and Edward Norton about the Gloria. I do remember that one. Teresa writes The Shape of Water, The Help, Hidden Figures, Arrival, and the first 8 Star Wars movies and 4 Indiana Jones films. Wow, Teresa, you had a lot. Jackie writes The Second Best Exotic Marigold Hotel and Joker. Dave writes 1994 version of Little Women, Painted Houses, Grand Seduction, A Christmas Story, and The Nomads. Andrew writes Freaky, Uncle Frank, Funny Girl, Best in Show, and Waiting for Guffman. Terry writes and emphasizes this has been the last 2 weeks. The Black Cat from 1933, Alice in the Cities, The Wrong Move, Museum Hours, Red Road, Anybody's Woman, Old Boyfriends, Possessed, The Omen and Damien, The Omen 2, Death Dream, Rushmore, Monterey Pop, Vernon, Florida, and Faces. Grace writes, my annual birthday viewing of The Sound of Music, still my favorite movie ever. Vicky writes, Judy. Kathy writes, The Contender. Eric writes, Ava, Bad Santa, and Peppermint. And finally, Todd writes, I was on a Hitchcock spree. Shadow of a Doubt, Rope, Rear Window, and North by Northwest. So there you go, folks. Hope you got some ideas, some inspiration to as far as films to watch. I do want to wrap things up this week with raising our glass to some dead people we like, because we never have time for dead people we don't like. And nothing like random celebrity deaths to kind of link everybody together. Heard yesterday that Tiny Lister had passed away. And there's actually a nice write-up about him in the AV Club. Although, in the headline, he's listed as wrestler and actor. His wrestling career wasn't all that great. And anybody who's a wrestling fan will tell you that. He was, of course, became known for his big debut. Actually, the thing that got him noticed was the antagonistic Zeus, the heel Zeus in the Hulk Hogan film No Holds Barred. You don't have to see it. But he is even better as Debo in Friday, which got him a whole different level of fame, and did everything from Little Nicky, The Fifth Element. Apparently, he's like 200 credits and just constantly worked. But, of course, he had the great one scene in The Dark Knight. And, of course, for me, he had a great scene in Jackie Brown. But worked on everything from Human Centipede 3 to Zootopia. Just a constantly working big that guy. So salute to Tiny. Of course, we heard about Chuck Yeager passing away, and you bring up Chuck Yeager and you bring up the movie The Right Stuff, where he was played by Sam Shepard. So salute to Chuck. Pamela Tiffin, I Am of a Certain Age, got to watch her a few times and did a handful of films in the 60s and 70s, including Summer and Smoke. She got a nomination or won a Golden Globe for her best newcoming role in 1, 2, 3, the 1962 version of State Fair. Come Fly With Me. For those who think young, and I have a weird spot for 60s beach movies, and she's in that. The Lively Set, The Pleasure Seekers, The Hallelujah Trail. Great poolside moment in Harper. The Almost Perfect Crime, The Protagonist, Torture Me But Kill Me With Kisses. She did some films in Italy. The Archangel, Viva Max, No One Will Notice You're Naked, The Fifth Chord, Kill Me My Love, Def Smith and Johnny Ears, and a few others. So salute to Pamela Tiffin. And also in the That Guy category, Warren Berlinger, who's one of the things, early things I first noticed him in was he teamed up with Burt Convy. They were the motorcycle duo in Cannonball Run, but did a slew of TV and movies, everything from Happy Days to Friends to Charlie's Angels to Operation Petticoat. Fairly recently was on Grace and Frankie and a handful of film credits, including, more than a handful, I Will For Now, as I mentioned, Cannonball Run, and The World According to Garp. So, salute there. And David L. Lander, as I remember writing when he passed, that there was more to this guy than just Squiggy from Laverne and Shirley, and was in that circle of the kind of Chris Guest, Michael McKean running bit. In fact, a great piece of trivia. Lenny and the Squigtones put out a live album. They recorded it in L.A., and they also did a handful of, like, American Bandstand and a few other live performances or lip-sync performances. And on rhythm guitar, Nigel Tufnel, for you fans of Spinal Tap. He's also on the back of the album cover. But Dave is another one that did a slew of stuff in television and film, even before Laverne and Shirley. He was the voice of Jerry Lewis in the short-lived animated series about Jerry Lewis called Will the Real Jerry Lewis Please Sit Down? And did films like The Rhoda, The Bob Newhart Show, Barney Miller. Appeared in films like Cracking Up. He had one fun punchline moment in 1941. He was the beggar in Holy Moses. Michael McKean had a moment in Used Cars, Pandemonium, The Man with One Red Shoe. Of course, was the announcer in A League of Their Own. Was one of the voices in Who Framed Roger Rabbit. Also did a lot of voiceover work. Midnight of Patrol, Adventures in the Dream Zone. So just a lot of work is more than just Laverne and Shirley. So I just wanted to point that out. So salute to you, David. Well, friends, some words to live by.
Silent breed is people!
Zardoz has spoken.
Go see a good movie. Stay inside. Go to the theater. But be safe. You deserve it. Hope you're staying safe. Hope you're staying healthy. Hope you're staying sane. Hope you're being good to one another. And hopefully, maybe next week we'll have a guest. And hopefully I'll have some new films that will be and talk about some films that were actually going to be released next weekend. Fingers crossed. Thank you for listening. Thank you for supporting Film Sociology and all things public radio goodness. Thanks for putting up with me. And we'll try this again next week. Take care, everybody. You're listening to Film Sociology, a film podcast here at WFYI.org. Good afternoon, California. Good afternoon, Fort Myers. Good afternoon, Michigan.
I can't believe you let her watch Manos. Is she scarred for life?
Let's put it this way.
What kind of parent are you?
When I wake her up, I vocalize the theme to wake her up to get her ready to school.
Oh, you're a terrible father.
Okay. We'll do it live.
Okay.
We'll do it live!